Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final second half hour of today's show here on the third hour. Monday, May 24th. Man, only four more days left in this month, and boom, March is here on Saturday. Couple of text messages to get to. By the way, if you would like me to text you a photo, it talks about Michigan Open Carry, the law, the website, and their Facebook page. Just text me OC. OC or MOC, Michigan Open Carry. Neat little shield logo that they have, State of Michigan. Nothing to hide. Yes, you can lawfully carry a handgun openly in Michigan. Any law-abiding person 18 years of age or older who owns a legally registered handgun may open carry in a fully visible holster. Said firearm in all places not explicitly prohibited by law. Private property rules apply. The website, miopencarry.org, O-R-G. They have a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Michigan spelled out, open spelled out, carry. Capital M, capital O, capital C. Check them out on Facebook or go to their website, michiganopencarry.org. I should reach out to them and have them on the show to talk about it. Christian Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner and candidate for the 105th. The ballot initiative law would be a good start because basically he's saying, put it on the ballot. If they don't pass it, she doesn't sign it, doesn't matter. Put it on the ballot. Let's vote for it. We could also then push for a notification on our photo IDs that would have to indicate in Michigan whether or not you're an American citizen or a guest citizen work visa, but not a citizen, you can't vote. This is a good, small first step. Good start. Don and Jerry, you want the photo of Michigan Open Carry, click, boom, bam. There you go. It's coming over. Let me know you got it. MichiganMIOpenCarry.org. Everybody should do it. We can get rid of this fear, the stigmas that are out there regarding firearms. Johnny Palmer, please send me four decals. He gave me the address. He said he's also going to run for precinct delegate next time available to replace Bill Largent in Presque Isle County. Greatly appreciate it. One of the things I think we're looking at as we go through this process, again, I told you last year, and I also did it on New Year's Day, was on the radio and rolled out the plan for 2025. you're going to have to set aside roughly about $500 for this year. That $500 needs to be spent on, number one, you joining your local county Republican Party. Find out when their next meeting is for March. Go to it. Fill out an application to become a paid member and pay your dues for 2025. Step number two, you need to become a paid member of the 1st Congressional District. I'm going to be talking with Dare Rendon, Katie Niss, Chris Holtz, a few others. We are going to have a Zoom call meeting. We need to raise money for the 1st District. They are going to be instrumental in the fight next year, making sure we get good people elected across the entire 1st Congressional District. You need to be a paid member of that group as well. Number three, Lincoln Day dinners, Reagan Day dinners, as well as special events. Ticket prices are going to range anywhere from $30 to $50 a pop. You need to go to these events. I know the Sheboygan County Republican Party, they're coming up with their event here. I believe it said May 3rd. We're going to start promoting it in March. This next week, we're going to start promoting it. Vicki and I will be attending it. We want you guys to come and join the Sheboygan County Republican Party and attend their event. I believe it's going to be in Mackinac City. We get more details, I'll let you guys know. Presque Isle County, they're going to have an event, a Reagan Day dinner this year. We need to support that one. We already know an event that you're going to want to attend is the Antrim County and the Antrim County Republican Party and Conservative Union having their Fun Shoot Pig Roast Saturday, August 23rd. We want to focus on the young people. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids. Brett Gooding, Tammy, Randy Walker, and others, Chris Holtz, we're going to reach out to them, have range safety officers out there. We're going to teach the kids how to shoot 22s. We're going to have rifles. We're going to have handguns. We're going to teach them firearm safety, and we're going to have them practice and shoot both a handgun and a rifle. The kids, 12 and under, are going to be free. Teenagers, 13 to 19, are going to be 25. Adults will be 50. We're going to raise some money. We're going to get some things done here in Antrim County. We need you guys to come party with us in August. We're also going to be doing a grand opening of the Iron Pig Pavilion there at the new South location. We're going to have a party. We're going to raise some money. We're going to give back to Otsego County. I got to talk to Ian. We're going to work out the details, the date. We're going to get it done. All of this, folks, between joining your county party, joining the 1st District, going to these Reagan Day dinners and these fun shoots and pig roasts and all the stuff we're going to do this year, it's the year of the party. We had a very successful conference caucus on Friday, Saturday, state convention. We won. We are going to celebrate. We are going to party. I talked to Anthony Hudson. He's running for governor. He wants me to help him organize a convoy. Truckers, truck drivers, banners of his. He wants to ride his motorcycle next to me. We will be leading the pack of semis. We're going to go up I-75 from the Ohio-Toledo border down there in Monroe all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. We are going to have a convoy sometime this summer with Anthony Hudson, candidate for governor. We're going to have the governor candidates on the show. Eric Nesbitt met with him at the convention, agreed to come on. We'll have Anthony Hudson. We'll have other candidates. I'll reach out to Mike Cox. Supposedly, I'm hearing rumors that Tom Leonard, the former speaker, might be throwing his hat in the ring. Well, they're going to be coming on the show. Also had an opportunity, had a face-to-face with Kevin Rinke and Garrett Sodano. They were kind of hanging out together at the state convention. I'm thinking Rinke announces for governor, might ask Garrett Sodano to be his lieutenant governor. It's going to be a great year. We don't have to vote anymore. Few districts and may have some school district bond issues up. But other than that, this is not an election year. This is a party year. We're going to have some fun. We're going to raise some money. We're going to get organized for the real battle in 2026. That's the agenda for this year. But it is going to take some money. So again, you guys are going to have to set some money aside. Do your best. You get a tax return coming here. Take $500 and put it in your glove box. Put it in your savings account. Collect some interest on it, but then be able to pull it out and attend these events. We are going to have a blast. It started this weekend, and we're moving forward. So lots of things to do, lots of things to accomplish. We're going to have some petition drives for you guys to take part in. Again, this Saturday, I'm welcoming you, asking you to come help us in Antrim County. If you can do it, greatly appreciate it. We'll give you a couple of Doge stickers and rear window stickers for the radio station and get a few signatures for us. We'd be grateful, greatly appreciate the help. Again, I may even pop for the pizza afterwards. If you want to come and help, but really you're coming from a distance, can't afford the gas, we'll get you a gas card. Whatever we got to do, we will do. We need your help. We're going to do it together. This Saturday is the start. Hopefully every weekend in March is the plan. That's what we're going to do. We're going to put this on the ballot and hold these guys accountable. Yes, 5 Saturdays in March. Come be a part of it. Text me Saturday and I'll be in touch with you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-5400. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of today, want to just get this short little story in from Lansing. The military bomb squad veteran is going to run, very interesting, first Democrat to announce in Macomb County's 10th Congressional District. Alex Hawkins, 30 years old, has a background in leading soldiers in dangerous situations. Today, he's an Oakland County Reserve Sheriff Deputy who served time as a congressional aide for now U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin's office of Holly. He's the first Democrat to get into this race that is currently being represented by John James. Why? Well, because John James is rumored to be looking at a governor's race or U.S. Senate seat in 2026. Unbelievable. Forget Governor James, not happening. You want to stay in Washington, that's fine. You want to run for U.S. Senate, that's fine. I would definitely support you over Mike Rogers' second run for U.S. Senate. But don't even think about governor. Well, as a result, Alex has filed paperwork, is going to start collecting signatures to be the Democrat candidate. Main reason? He said the main reason he is running is because he was, quote, pissed, unquote, after watching several billionaires sit front and center at the U.S. Capitol for President Donald Trump's second inaugural speech. The son of a single mom, Hawkins said he struggled in school. He was diagnosed with dyslexia and lost his father due to suicide when he was 8. I know this won't be easy and people are going to call me much worse than an underdog, but I don't give a S-H-X-T, end quote, said Hawkins. 2-minute introductory video on his webpage, alexhawkinsforcongress.com. Life is all about answering the call to serve and standing up for those who need us. So, he's going to run. Democrats lost the district in 2022 by 1,600 votes, despite not spending any national money on its candidate, Carl Marlinga. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the rest of the Democratic district won that year in the 10th district. Democrats corrected the mistake in 2024, but Marlinga's second attempt at the seat was less than successful. James won by 26,074 votes. Well, they have designated the district as a targeted district. This is by the House Majority PAC MI-10. It's certain to be a hotly contested race, prioritized by both parties in 2026. Hawkins' campaign argued it would take a strong Democratic candidate with an appealing profile, a compelling message, and robust resources to flip this swing seat from red to blue. Hawkins said he has the profile, he has the drive, and he has the connection with the voters. All he needs is the money. Yes, the money. Hawkins continued, "We cannot watch the news these days without seeing unsettling headlines. From mass firings to Elon Musk getting a hold of our data to planes falling from the sky. John James refuses to hold this administration accountable. I will." He went on to say, "James consistently chooses Donald Trump and his political party above the people he swore an oath to serve. I'm focused on cutting through the political BS and will always stand up for what's right for Michigan families," said the first Democratic candidate, Alex Hawkins, going to run in the 10th Congressional District. What do you guys think? Text me real quick. U.S. Senate seat, as well as the governor's seat, up in 2026. First time, I believe, in 80 years this is occurring in our state. Mike Rogers already announcing or making comments that he's going to run again for U.S. Senate after losing the Slotkin. Text me an R for Rogers or a J for James. R, Rogers, J for James, if they were going to run head-to-head for U.S. Senate in a Republican primary, August of 2026, who would you rather support? James for Senate or Mike Rogers? We'll do this through the end of this show today. I'll announce the results of our little unscientific mini poll here tomorrow's show. We got to pick the right people, folks, for 2026. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-